June 4, 1933. How one who lives in the divine will receives the creative strength of a continuous creation. Harmony with the divine will. My abandonment in the fiat continues. I am just newly born, and I feel the need of remaining in its arms in order to drink in large sips the milk of its truth so as to receive the waves of its light, the sweet refreshment of its heat. I feel that the divine volition also wants to keep me in its arms, clasped to its bosom of light in order to be able to infuse in me the continuous act of its operating life in me, because life means having acts that never cease, otherwise it could not be called life. Therefore, if I did not want to remain in its arms in order to receive these continuous reflections of its life, or it did not want to hold me, I would not be able to form its life in me so that the word life would be reduced to words, or else into a painted picture, but not a reality. My Jesus, oh please, do not permit this, and may it be that you form the reality of its life in my soul. But while I sought to remain in the arms of the divine will, my sovereign Jesus, visiting my littleness, told me, daughter of my heart, you have reason that you feel the extreme need of remaining in the arms of the divine will, because remaining in its arms means placing oneself at its disposal and committing it to forming its life in the creature. If one does not place himself in its arms, one places himself at a long distance, and life is not formed from afar, but from near, rather, identified with the same life that one wants to receive. No mother conceives her baby from afar, but within her own womb. No seed germinates and forms its plant, if it is not identified and hidden under the earth. In the same way, to say that I want to form the life of the divine will in me, and not be identified in its arms, in harmony with it, in order to live of its same omnipotent breath, is impossible. You must know that our Supreme Being uses the same creative power that it used in the creation. It continues to use it in the acts that the creature does in the divine will. Every act that she does in it undergoes a new creation, and my fiat, in virtue of its creative power, remains conceived in the act of the creature. A continuous alternation occurs, she ends the act, and my divine will creates and conceives itself in her act, and while it is conceived, it forms its life and makes it grow with the nourishment of its light and of its love. The heavens are amazed, and so much is the marvel, that they are struck mute before one single act of the creature that contains within itself the creative strength of the conception of the divine fiat. And since she, by remaining in its arms, places herself at our disposal, so with keeping her in our arms we place ourselves at her disposal. And she gives us her sweet pledge in order to make of her what we want, such that her life, her acts, are so many pledges that she gives us, and we, keeping her pledges, feel ourselves secure to be able to put forth our creative virtue, and operate as God in the act of the creature. You must know that when our will works, as much in ourselves as in the human act, it never sets aside its creative virtue, nor can it set it aside, because it possesses it by nature, therefore its doing is always creation. So one who lives in our will, undergoes its creating act in her acts, and oh, how many marvels occur! Therefore, be attentive and reverent and grateful. Receive in yourself, in your acts, this creating virtue that wants to do great things, not little, and only those worthy of our adorable will. Fiat.